Now, today is a significant birthday, at least according to Wikipedia, of one Eddie Murphy, who is 60 years old, believe it or not. And to mark the historic occasion, we thought we'd take a look back at some of his best films, his top five. And Screen Time's John Fardy joins me now to go through the five greatest Eddie Murphy films of all time. I have a feeling this one's going to be controversial, John.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Very subjective list, as all these lists are. I bow to no one, Sean, as I tell Susan every week. And you know, Eddie Murphy, he can be Marmite for some people. I mean, he's done awful stuff, there's no getting away from it, but he's done some of the funniest movies ever made, and he's a kind of force of comic nature in a way. He really is, so he deserves to be celebrated despite the many misses.
Before we get into to the top five, Coming to America 2, should I bother?
Unless you really love Eddie Murphy as I do, it was kind of a curiosity, but objectively speaking, it's pretty awful. The reviewer on my show, Mark Ryle, said it's like applauding a child for filling his nappy. So, you know.
Right, there it goes off the Amazon Prime watch list.
I fear so.
Let's start with the top five, and we're going to start with this.
Man just stole my woman from me, took her down Tennessee. She was the best girl I ever knew. If it wasn't for him, she'd still be true. Always been a good man that's been sad. When I catch the man here, wish he would dead. And like him, make good men mad. On the day I'm gonna be bad.
That is, of course, Dreamgirls from 2006. I didn't know this. He did all his own singing.
He can sing as well. He's a very good singer. Now, by his own admission, he was aping James Brown, and you could hear that there. But in Dreamgirls, what I really like about it, and Beyonce's in it, and it's a really good movie. He won a Golden Globe, though, but he showed he could do drama because he's playing this character, James Thunder Early, who's this success in the black music scene, but he's also bedeviled by his own kind of demons. And it was clearly, because, you know, Murphy's had his troubles over the years, and it was clearly very close to the bone for him, but he pulled it off. Like, he can do drama when he has to, and the Golden Globes agreed. It's a great movie if you've never seen it.
Definitely one to watch. Here's what's at number four.
Now get this. We ain't partners. We ain't brothers, and we ain't friends. I'm putting you down and keeping you down until Gans is locked up or dead. And if Gans gets away, you're going to be sorry you ever met me.
I'm already sorry.
I've never actually seen this one, 48 Hours.
Oh my gosh. You see, you're probably slightly too young for it, but there was a glut of, or a slew of Eddie Murphy movies in the early to mid 80s, and this was the first one. He'd been a very successful comedian, and also on Saturday Night Live, which was this institution, I suppose still is in America, and they were desperate to get him into movies. And he plays, this is the original, or one of the original buddy cop movies. He's a criminal, and he's a smart talking criminal, and Nick Nolte needs him out of jail to help him track down a killer. And it kind of introduced the world to Eddie Murphy, and he was this dynamo of energy and wit. I'll never forget seeing it as a kid. I was far too young to be watching it because there was a lot of swear words in it at the time. It's great though, you should check it out.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime as well if people want to check it out. I might do that instead of Coming to America. Number three.
Showtime, y'all. You love him and I love him. Put your hands together.
Dolomite is my name.
In storytelling, it's always best to write what you know.
Ain't nothing to talk about my personal life. I deal with the nightlife, club owners and mobsters and lots of kung fu.
Great God in heaven, you know.
I was a little surprised to see one from this recently up this high on the list. So you think this is that good?
It's brilliant. And it kind of went by the radar, fell under the radar. He plays a real life guy called Rudy Ray Moore, who is this really strange character who was a comedian. He made movies, blaxploitation movies in the 70s, and he had this character called Dolomite. It sounds like a weird thing, and it was clearly a passion project for him, and he's brilliant in it. And they're trying to get this movie made, him with his whole black little gang, and they're trying to take on Hollywood. And and I'm not sure if it's a comedy or a drama, it's all of those things, right. But he's brilliant in it. And when he tries to do stuff that people don't expect, that's often when he's at his best, you know. Forget about talking to animals and naughty professors, that's when he falls down, you know. But when he's outside his comfort zone, or he's doing things you don't expect, that's where he really shines, I think.
Well, you've just ruled out two of my favourite ones. I thought Dr. Doolittle was 100% going to be number one. What are you talking about? Let's get into then what will maybe be a controversial top two. I'm not sure. He's number two.
Now, some of our clients are speculating that the price of gold will rise in the future, and we have other clients who are speculating that the price of gold is going to fall. They place their orders with us, and we buy or sell their gold for them. No matter whether our clients make money or lose money, Duke and Duke get the commissions.
Well, it sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
I told you he'd understand.
Yeah, not one that would necessarily get made these days trading places.
No, you know, serious questions about how they describe race and everything. But John Landis was very clear. He was trying to show how messed up society kind of was. And for people who haven't seen it, it's kind of this almost social experiment where those two rich guys basically take Eddie Murphy off the street and try and switch his life with a snobby investor called Dan Aykroyd and make him hit the slums. And then Eddie Murphy tries to turn the tables on. Very clever movie. But also, you know, touch and go, maybe his funniest role ever. There's that famous scene he used to be shown every Christmas where he's running from all these cops and they're chasing him for ages, and this scene ends where there's like seven guns on his face and he just smiles at the camera and says, "Is there a problem, officer?" Like, this is gold-plated Eddie Murphy in Trading Places, you know?
Yeah. Now, into the number one, which I assume, of course, is going to be Daddy Daycare in the definitive screen time top five Eddie Murphy films. Yeah, the theme tune alone is just quintessential 80s, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. Beverly Hills Cop, the first one. Second one wasn't bad. Third one was pretty atrocious. There is a fourth one they're talking about for a long time, which will probably get made because Coming to America 2 is doing good numbers, even though it's not very good. But the original Beverly Hills Cop, this was 1984. And you forget, when you look back at the 80s, there were certain cultural icons like Michael Jackson, Madonna, you know, Tom Cruise, and Eddie Murphy was definitely one of those. And he was at the zenith. He was on top of the mountain at this stage. And it was originally meant to be kind of just a cop drama and a pretty good cop drama, but they brought him in. And it was where you saw him in most full bloom, doing voices, but also doing dramatic acting as an acting star. It had everything, the first movie. And it's not just nostalgia. I saw it a while ago, and it's still a fantastic film that makes you smile the whole way through.
I'm really interested to see what the streaming service do for the likes of Eddie Murphy, yeah, right? In the way they have for that Netflix has for Adam Sandler, and where they can kind of go with that.
Yeah, well, the Adam Sandler thing is very troubling because I think they've ruined Adam Sandler in some ways. It will be really interesting because with streaming service, you had Dolomite Is My Name for Eddie Murphy, which, as I say, I think is brilliant, and you also had Coming to America too, which was pretty awful, but it appears to be a financial success. So that is good to see what will happen to somebody like Eddie Murphy. But what would be brilliant, if the streaming services would do, and I think they might, is a live stand-up special with him, which I think a lot of people would be very interested to see Eddie Murphy do stand-up now in his 60s.
Yeah, it's one of, because I'm kind of, again, at that age that I never really saw him do stand-up. It was too strong for me when I was a kid, and so didn't. When you see Eddie Murphy seen stand-up, it's almost a novelty. Yeah. Anyway, that's your top five, Screen Time top five Eddie Murphy movies. Let us know what you think, 53106. What's coming up on Screen Time this week as well?
Yeah, there's a fascinating documentary which is now on Netflix called My Octopus Teacher, which is all about this man and an octopus. This is a documentary, and it's nominated for an Oscar, and I'm probably will. I'm talking to the director of that. All the week's new releases, and a man called Bobby Kerr chatting about his favourite movie.
Oh, that I want to hear. That's going to be an interesting one. Okay, we'll leave it there. John Fardy, thanks a million. Screen Time is, of course, available to podcast now on the News Talk app or wherever it is you get your podcasts.